First of all, I want to say that I am enjoying very much coming back here to St. Pius. The majority of you probably don't remember me, because it was many years that I was here as an associate, but it was a blessing, the whole assignment. In the first reading today, it said that the Lord appeared to Abraham. And when I read that, I thought, well, okay, now next thing it's going to say is that he saw a vision of God. But it didn't say that. He just looked up and he just saw three men. But he was very hospitable to them. And it ends up he was being hospitable to God because they were bringing God's message to him. Hospitality. I've heard it defined as making room in one's life for someone else. And I think it's human or Judean tradition that to be hospitable always involves food. And in Genesis, the first reading, it emphasized that, the preparation for the food. But it also involves conversation. And in the gospel, it was emphasized, the conversation. And I think that it is a kind of a challenge to balance those two in our efforts to be hospitable. Both are important. You know, every time I notice that if we're going to have a meeting in the parish, you know, one of the first things that is said is, who's going to bring the cookies? And I've often thought, oh, let's just stick to business. But that is important. But it's important to keep the two balanced. When I'm invited, and I'm invited once in a while to people's homes for dinner, and when I come there, they say, oh, come on in, Father, and have a seat. And I am seated in the living room. But many times, the wife or somebody is out in the kitchen preparing the food. And it reminds me of when I was growing up on the farm. Everything took place in the kitchen. The food was prepared, the conversations were there, and we ate in the kitchen, everything. And so I'll say to people, hey, I want to make sure that everybody's involved. Let's go out into the kitchen. And we visit while the food is being prepared. I like the modern trend, I think, in building homes, that the kitchen and the dining room many times are not separated. You can see both, and I really like that idea. There's another trend, though, in our society, though, and that's cell phones. Go to restaurants, you know, and I look around, and at this table, there's people and all of them are looking at their cell phones. So they're not combining those two. But today, this morning, we're gathered here to be hospitable to God. We come here to make room in our lives for God. And we're hoping that he will appear to us in some way. How will he appear to us? And I think that one of the important ways, and most obvious, but we don't realize it, is the way he appeared to Abraham, through people. And I know we have greeters out there, and we stand up and greet each other ritually, but I think we need something else. People often, I shouldn't say this, when people come to me to confession and confess that they missed Mass, my response to them always is, but we need you to come to Mass. We need you to come to Mass to be with us. And I've often wondered, when people come in here, yes, they are greeted, but sometimes I think we pick greeters to cop out so that we don't have to greet people. But I've always urged this. When you're in the pew, somebody gets in the pew with you or behind you or in front of you, do they feel that you are glad that they are there? Some people say, well, you know, I'm praying. I don't want to be disturbed. For you to turn and smile or something, to do something to welcome them, is not an interruption of your prayer. It is a part of your prayer. And so then, yes, we have the meal. And I remember one time somebody complained to me, I don't know about these people. They go up to communion and they come back and indeed they're shaking hands and saying hello and so on. They should realize that they have just received Holy Communion. Why are they doing all of that stuff? Huh? And I say, hey, that's part of it. We are at a banquet. Huh? So I'm hoping that our experience this morning of God appearing to us in each other, in the Word, and in the sacrament will help us the rest of the week, that we will, the rest of the week, be hospitable to God. We will be aware of Him in our prayer and in our thoughts, and that we will make room for Him as we greet each other, and we'll come back next Sunday and celebrate the fact that God appeared to us.